This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are hags.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I am so poised, and I talked about this when we did Neverwinter Nights too, but like, I am so poised for witches to make a comeback as like the cool evil antagonist.
Yeah.
Like there's that Scott Snyder, like witches comic I like.
Mm-hmm.
These hags are real cool.
The Roald Dahl book, witches.
Yes. Yeah. Witches are, I'm down with witches. I'm down with hags. Like, mm-hmm. I think these are legitimately creepy and cool.
I wonder what the societal situation has to be for witches to come back, because horror and fantasy and sci-fi, like all that genre fiction, is a reflection of stuff that goes on. And I'm positive that there's probably some kind of like, what was the last thing we had? Like Charmed back in the late 90s where there were witches and stuff.
Like fun. Those were fun witches though.
Yeah,
I think we're poised for scary witches.
Yeah.
I think so. There was that haunted house when we went to the Fright Town. One of them was like the scary witches.
That was like a modern day grungy coven, right?
Yeah. That's, I mean, like a city based kind of like a more animalistic version of a witch.
Yeah.
There's also like tons of like, you know, the Tumblr, Twitter crowd, like, you know, witch versions of yourself or drawing yourself as a witch is like an empowerment thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like witches are back, baby.
Yeah. I associated with way too many Wiccans in my AOL chat days when I was in middle school. I have history and just kind of like, oh, it just kind of like that all of that feels very normalized to me, like in a no big deal kind of way.
I've said this before, but you know, have you ever been surprised when someone told you they're a Wiccan?
No.
Like it's just like literally like, oh, of course you are.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just I get it.
That's fine.
And it's definitely fine. There's a little bit, I think that we both are reacting to a version of high school versions of that when like people are very clearly trying on identities.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and there's a performative aspect of it that is like, you know, I want people to know I'm a Wiccan.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know, a lot of like those kind of beliefs, like if I meet somebody who believes in that stuff now, more or less probably lines up with what I believe, not in terms of like actual cosmology, just in terms of like ethics and morals and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, these things, so they're like old ladies, they're 7 feet tall, they're stronger than any character you could ever roll up.
Yep, they have natural claws.
Yeah, they have claws, they're more or less invincible, and they can shapeshift at will.
Yep.
And they create coveys. Coveys.
Yep, they create coveys, and they teach you the 7 habits.
Yes, the 7 habits of highly effective
hexbots. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they're out there and they're trying to make more hags by luring unsuspecting people into having sex with them. They throw out the boys and they keep the women and they add to their coveys way.
They only give birth to women.
Oh shit. Yeah.
You invented the, like what the White Walkers do in Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
And added something to it. We're like,
I took what's his name from Mask of the Betrayer and just did that.
When you become like marginally woke, you realize like, oh, like shapeshifting and tricking someone having sex with you is rape.
Yeah,
that's no good. But I still find them like really creepy, because the idea of like accidentally having sex with a hag is really horrifying to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, say what you will, like there's probably, you know, there's all kinds of like women's standard of beauty, like probably societal forces that shape that, but
yeah,
the idea of this like literal 7 foot like claw grandma is pretty spooky to me.
Well, and also spooky, like that, like this is like urban legend territory in the manual, but they say that they will take their babies and then swat them out for regular human babies, kind of like those weird birds do that basically cucks. Nest jack. Yeah, cuck them. Yeah. So these hags will cuck regular people and then just kind of like, you know, using that as like a weird little urban legend, you know, like, oh, you know, this is a misbehaving girl, she's obviously a hag, and then getting into the shitty part of witch politics.
Well, and that's why you want to, like, I wanted to come back and be in like a real badass empowering, like, you know, killer way. They also the hag eye thing is really cool.
Oh yeah.
Like I probably wouldn't like it. Let's say like I had a hag eye, you know, I figure out how to make it, or like my grandma came out as a hag or something like that. I was trying to think if there's anybody I would trust with, like I'd want to have my hag eye.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like the way it works is like, let's say I gave you, Cole, a necklace with my hag eye and I could just see anything that you saw through the thing. I can't think of anybody who I want to see everything that they see.
No, I would cool like flavor. Prank you like crazy with that.
Oh yeah.
Like it'd be a more direct version of sending you heinous links.
Yeah, you would just go see the Emoji Movie like 3 times in a row.
Like, just eating popcorn. Gary feels this.
Yeah, I can't turn it off.
And you do the same for me. I know that. That's our relationship.
Here comes Pranky Poopington, the poop emoji, who's going to teach them all a lesson about shit.
better watch out for eggplant. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.